Good morning. Our question today is, if I have a Tanakh, all in one volume, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, and I have a separate Nach, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, or we can ask the same question, separate Svarim from Nach, is it permitted to put the Nach on top of the Tanakh? Why would we say yes, the Tanakh has a Torah in it, and a Nach doesn't? So it should be that you cannot put a Nach on top of a Tanakh, and the answer is because when you look at the Tanakh, the majority of a Tanakh is Nach. So does a Tanakh, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, have a din? Does it have a halacha of Torah? Because that's the most significant part of it. But on the other hand, if we look at the majority is Nevi'im, Ksuvim. Does it have a din of a Nach? And accordingly, I could put a separate Nach on top of this Tanakh. So the Tshuva Shevet HaKasi says as follows, that if you have a volume of Tanakh, all in one volume, Torah, Nevi'im, Ksuvim, in one volume, it has the halacha of a chumash and not the halacha of a nach. And accordingly, it would be prohibited to put any other svarim on top of that chumash, on top of that tanach, which has the din of a chumash. And we have to treat it like a chumash. And you cannot even put a nach, a nevim ksuvim, on top of that Tanakh. And that's despite the fact that the majority of a Tanakh is Nach. It doesn't matter. We treat it like a Chumash. We're not going to look at the majority here, but we're going to look at what's the Iker part of this Sefer. And he brings an interesting proof to this from a Gemara in Baba Basra that says as follows. That's the source. We've seen this Gemara that talks about, can you bind a volume of Tanakh together? And there in the context of the Gemara, it was talking about that you have to put a Chumash on top of Nevi'im Ksuvim, and you cannot put Nevi'im Ksuvim on top of a Chumash. But nonetheless, we saw the Shita that if it's a Tanakh, if it's all together in one volume, it's permitted. And that's the case, even though when you open up and you use that Tanakh, if you're in the Torah section, that's fine. But if you open up the Nevi'im section, some of the pages of Nevi'im are on top of the Chumash. And if you're in the Ksuvim section, all of the Nevi'im are lying on top of the Chumash section and some of the Ksuvim. So based on that, we saw that if you have one volume together, it's acceptable. But if it is separate, mashma denach acher, if you have a separate nach, nevim ksuvim, and to put that on top of the tanach, that would not be acceptable. Because we see here, if it is together in one volume, then we are permitted to have the nevim ksuvim on top of the Torah portion, but only because it's in one volume. But when in separate volumes, you're not permitted to have nevim ksuvim on top of a separate Tanakh, and that is the proof of the Shevet HaKahasi. And Emir Tzashem, we'll see next time, how about if we have a Nach, how about putting it on top of a single Chumash? Now we've been talking about putting that Nach on top of a Tanakh, or putting it, obviously you can't put it on top of a Chamisha Chumash Torah, but how about putting a Nach, a Nevi'im Ksuvim, together on top of one Chumash? Would that be permitted or not? Emir Tzashem, we will get to that next time.